Good evening. This is October the 9th, 1992, and Maitreya will open the feast.
Hari Om Shivam.
Om Nam Kevalam.
Hari Om Shivam.
Oh, no.
repeat our temptations to the Divine Father. Who has saved all come from ignorance to the path of enlightenment.
Who has saved all come from ignorance to the path of enlightenment.
Ignorance is the state of unawareness of the reality and
ignorance is the state of unawareness of the reality behind this universe.
And enlightenment is the state of pure consciousness.
And
in
the
name of
the
state of
pure consciousness,
you open our hearts to your grace.
We open our hearts to your grace.
And pray for your guidance.
And pray for your guidance.
And overcome the power of the Tamaguna over our souls. And detaching ourselves from Maya.
To help the whole universe to reach higher consciousness and eventually pure consciousness
in reverence to the heart.
And you
will return.
confusion in knowledge.
We clarify the confusion between knowledge.
That we point you to you.
We only in you.
Which is formless, endless, and invisible.
Which is formless, endless, and invisible.
You in this state, in time.
You in this state, in time.
In another state, humanity will be divided.
In another state, humanity will be divided.
From surrendering to false prophets and teachers.
This will prevent us from surrendering to false prophets and teachers. Yeah. Sangha Charvam, Sangha Charvam, Sangho Manamsi, Janatam, Devavagam, Yatta Pure, Sanjana, Upasati, Samani,
how's the temple? Does it look good?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, good.
It's hard to travel for it.
It's nice having it here, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, welcome everyone to the fourth feast of the tabernacle. And this is going to be the fourth seal in the great sign. And we are glad that some of you made it. But those who made it probably are the strongest. Well, probably not. No. Probably weakest. Probably not. But anyway, you made it and you are here, and that's great that having here, really number is not that important. We can have it with one person, two person, three person, 1,000, 1,000,000. Of course, the more people come, the stronger the energy is going to be, and the greater interaction and between people and all that. But we have each to decide that is it really it? Okay, we have to, you know, each person. It is an individual decision. If it's it, you know, then it doesn't matter if the rest of the universe so is not it. Okay. You just say, yes, I know it's it, and I accept the way, you know, things are, and you stay with it. And that is the your strength come. And the people look at you and say, yeah, you know, it's really there is faith there. Because grace comes after the faith. You know, you can't receive the grace without faith. If you don't have the faith, you're going to receive the grace, you wouldn't receive it. It's just as simple as it is. And if you experience grace once, and then, you know, that's it. You're hooked. Because you don't want anything else. You just want the grace to be. Because grace and the law is the same thing. It's not separate. If you have the grace, you have the law. You know the law. And even if you don't know the law, when you see it, it makes sense and says, yes, this is the law. And you don't. You don't break it because you know that's it. You committed yourself to that grace, and once you're committed, you can back up. That is the worst thing you can do. Once you committed yourself to the grace and you experience the grace, if you back up, just like a soul, he promised God to be a good king, and God chose him. People choose him, but anyway, he talked to him, but he later on backed up and he got in a lot of trouble. But the whole idea is an individual decision, that we reach a point that we can make a conscious decision. That's what I had to make. That's a conscious decision. This is it. Okay, that universe, all the religions of the world, that brings everything together and makes sense. Of course, the prophecies and name and this and that, all those things just make us what? Have a greater faith. Otherwise, they're just wind in the air. You can talk with some people, they just go right over their head. They're not ready for it. They don't want to even hear. They don't want to know. They are more interested in the world and their own attachments and desires. Very rare a person being called really to even consider God exists. So it's a very rare thing that people, but at the same time, God's been working on the humanity for 12,000 years. That's a long time. We have been only working in the humanity in this mission how many years? 10 years, 12 years, 14 years, and he's been working with them for 12,000 years. Actually, when he came to Abraham, and Abraham said, don't destroy the city Sodom and Gomorrah, he said, if you find three people, with me, I won't destroy it. But they couldn't find. So that is really, the number is not that important. That our realization is important. Individual realization that really is it or not. When we decide, then the rest is our commitment and our life and everything that comes to us. So we're going to be together for a week. We closed the triangle. It was a lot of effort and struggle and trial and ups and downs, but we did it. That is how we have to be. We have to be flexible in our goal, but we have to go toward the goal and achieve it. And we achieved it with flexibility, and everything changed. We changed with it. But we did it. We closed the triangle, and that is done. That was our goal, and that was done. It's done, and we are here in the end of triangle, and the triangle is finished. What's the implication of triangle? Only God knows. We just had this idea. This triangle had to go through. We had to go from here to Florida to Canada and come back here. And now it's here. So it's going to be a feast that actually we came back to the community. That's interesting. The last feast came right to the community. Just like we couldn't find any hotel. The Catholic Church wouldn't let us have the place. They said, no, you guys too much for us. We don't understand you guys. Anything human doesn't understand. They let a lot of people, even I guess they have many groups, they meet there, but we are too much. They said, no. We don't want you guys. They don't even let us in. We were going to go have it there, but they had everything made us to come back to Albuquerque and then right in the community. So it's going to be kind of a different experience this time. It's not going to be hotel that tell us what to do, what not to do. It's our place. We can do what we want to. We can just relax, be comfortable. Of course, we still have neighbors that are not with us completely, but they at least respect and accept us somewhat. And of course, that would be better if the whole area was, keeping the Feast of Tabernacle. Actually, probably we need more houses around here. So as the feast expands, we have places people can stay and all that. But this is going to be the Feast of the Fourth Seal. That's the highest spiritual realization, submission and surrendering to God. And that is really the decision of every individual in their life. Do you want to be with God or do you want to be the world? That is the decision every person has to make, that I want to be with God. I want to be submissive and surrendered to God, or I want to be affected to the external world. And Actually, that is what actually Islam means. Islam means to be surrendered and submissive to God. And so, again, I hope that we, all of them here, we made that decision that to be with God. And that decision becomes stronger every day with our faith and understanding and higher realization. And so, have a nice week, and we will be together again. Have a good meditation.